98.1 KZE. Good afternoon. Welcome back. This is Will with you here. And continuing our series celebrating Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, our series speaking with many of the restaurant owners, the chefs, the folks that help to make Hudson Valley Restaurant Week the special experience that it is. It's 14 days, March 9th through the 22nd. And for the full list of all the participating restaurants, you can go to HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. My guest this afternoon from the Bear Cafe in Woodstock, New York, Nicholas Gerhardts. And you can see what's happening at the Bear Cafe, BearCafe.com. Nicholas, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us. Let's talk a little bit about what your role is, just briefly, at the Bear Cafe. I think you described yourself as the managing partner, I think it was.
Yeah, it's more operating partner.
Operating partner. There we go. Myself
and an investment group came in the beginning of May of last year, and I purchased the property, or the majority ownership of the property, where Bear Cafe sits on.
What is your...
So as far as the day-to-day operations are concerned, you know, the people that work and Bear Cafe report directly to me, and we're trying to get the operations to keep them as tight as possible.
How long have you been interested in food? Is this a kind of a passion restaurant, something that you've had for a long time?
Yeah, I've been in food pretty much when I... back in the day when I lived in Belgium, my mom had a restaurant, so I pretty much grew up in the food industry, and I've been in the food industry in New York for the last 10 years. So,
how do you approach something like Hudson Valley Restaurant Week? Is this something that, you know, you get excited about, that you plan in advance for?
I do get excited about the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, just for the simple fact of the matter is that I've been doing Restaurant Week with NYC and company in the city for the last 10 years. And for me to see that they're getting up to the Hudson Valley, just really excited to see the food movement that's going on in the Hudson Valley, and to have something like Restaurant Week pick it up and participate in it. Just, you know, it's just good for the future. It's good for the, you know, the people that live up in the Hudson Valley to be able to experience different restaurants for such a great price. I'm really excited about it.
This is actually something that I've spoken about with Janet Croshaw of the Valley Table magazine, the folks that put on Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. But it's always interesting, you know, you go to these restaurants in the city or these, you know, food events, and it seems like so often the ingredients that they're using, the produce, is actually from the Hudson Valley. So we're kind of moving things closer to home.
Right, and which is great. And, you know, being able to work with, you know, some local farmers, more so in the fall than we can do, you know, at this time of year, because there's still 4 feet of snow out.
Yeah, yeah.
We really try to, as much as possible, work with all the local farmers that the Hudson Valley has to offer. You know, it's great to be able to be in the epicenter of all these farmers.
Let's talk a little bit about your plans for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. And again, my guest this afternoon at Nicholas Gerhardts of the Bear Cafe in Woodstock. You can go to BearCafe.com. We're talking about Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. For the full list of participating restaurants, all the details, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Let's talk about some of the menu items and your plans for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week.
Well, we have obviously the choices. There's three choices. We did a more traditional choice on the appetizer, something that's a Bear Cafe staple, which is the French onion soup, which we tried to pair with two local Hudson Valley farm salads. So we're working with SunFrost Farms, which is really closely to us here in Woodstock. We're doing a salad of radicchio, butter lettuce, and Malabar spinach, as well as tarragon and buttermilk, and we're also offering a beetroot risotto, where the beetroot will be coming from the local farm as well, with a lightly cured, in-house cured, and seared Scottish salmon as well, with a horseradish foam. As far as entree is concerned, there is obviously the option of a fish and meat and then a vegetarian. The fish is just going to be a nicely grilled, crusted halibut with a pepperonata of red and yellow peppers, which is also sourced locally if possible, and then a winter savory sauce. The hanger steak comes with crushed potatoes, watercress, and Sanfina vinaigrette. And then we have some local foraged mushrooms, braised wild rice with enough amount of winter vegetables. And then we have a trio of desserts that we offer. One is from Mirelli's Farm. It's an apple and pear cobbler, which is vanilla ice cream. Then we have Fruition Chocolate, which is a local, very well-respected chocolatier, who's got a chocolate gianduja with candied hazelnuts. And then we have a vanilla meringue with Eton Mess and a macerated strawberries with black pepper. So that's kind of going through the entire menu and giving us much information on the local farms that we use or try to use during this edition of Restaurant Week.
Do you find that you get, with Restaurant Week, that you get a little extra energy? I know that sometimes in the past, when I've spoken with chefs, they always kind of, the feeling I get is that, you know, this is a time to sort of put your best foot forward and sort of show off to maybe some new customers what you're all about.
Yeah, I mean, we're taking a little bit of a twist on the menu at Bear Cafe because we've actually done a little bit of renovations in the last 2 weeks. So it's kind of great for us to be able to, you know, take an old institution and push forward during Restaurant Week a little bit of a different menu than what the loyal patron is used to, and kind of looking for their feedback and seeing how they appreciate all the new changes.
And then you've also got a new location, I think you mentioned that to me, as we're getting to know each other, a new location that just opened up in the area.
Yeah, it's called the Commune Saloon, and it's actually located right across from Bear Cafe, a little bit more tinted to a small place concept with craft cocktails and all Hudson Valley-made produce and protein and dishes again. It will be participating with Restaurant Week going into the fall, but because we just recently opened it, unfortunately, we didn't make it to participate this spring, but we're looking forward to being to be part of it with the new restaurant as well, starting the fall of this year.
Well, congratulations on that, and best of luck with Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. And a big thanks to my guest this afternoon, and Nicholas Gerhardts of the Bear Cafe in Woodstock. See what's happening there, bearcafe.com. Participants in this year's Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. It's March 9th through the 22nd, a lunch for $20.95, dinner for $29.95, 14 days of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Full list of participating restaurants, all the details, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Nicholas, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us, and have a wonderful time with Restaurant Week.
Thank you so much for interviewing, and it was a great pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
It's 98.1 KZE.